Joining the program with me, a young lady goes by the name of Rio Dimes. She's 17 years old, and she and her organization, Brattleboro Common Sense, are advocating a, I don't want to call it a child vote, because you're really just young adults, right? So what do you call it then? What's the proper terminology?
It's called the youth vote.
Youth vote. Much better. See? Right. All right. Now, so you're 17. Why should I vote to give you the right to vote at age 17?
Well, 17-year-olds, 16 and 17-year-olds, we drive cars. We have jobs. We pay taxes from those jobs, income taxes. I actually just got my W-2 form back from this past year, and I'm paying taxes from that job, and which goes towards the town. And I mean, we always say no taxation without representation, yet we're leaving out this big chunk of the population who are paying taxes and yet not voting. We also, youth have been getting much more involved in current politics and events recently, like with the Parkland students who are very active, and it just youth all around the world right now are getting involved in so many important political actions, and I think that we deserve the right to vote.
Okay, but and we're not just talking about like, we're not talking about 12-year-olds.
Right.
We're talking realistically here, if I'm understanding this all correctly, folks that within the years of which you'll cast a vote, chances are whoever you vote for or whatever you're voting for will still be in office by the time you're of, and I'm using air quotes, legal age.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
basically.
So you're really actually making a decision based on something that you'll have to live with in a couple of years.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. But you brought up an interesting point. So you've been W-2'd.
Right.
My condolences. Taxation without representation, I think, is probably the best argument I've seen for this entire thing.
Right. Yeah. It's basically what we based it upon. Like the revolution, the American Revolution was fought upon that term. And
right.
I think that how is it that we're so blatantly not following that right now?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if we can tax you, you should be allowed to have some say as to where your tax money goes.
Right.
Now, are you looking just for a local representation, or do you want to weigh in on like presidential elections?
Well, we are actually trying to go forward into a statewide youth vote movement, which could be a constitutional change or just town by town so that each town has a local vote. But I also think that it's a good stepping stone for people who are going to vote soon to start in local elections and then move into national and into statewide and national voting elections.
Okay. This is, I should back up and say that Rio and I are talking specifically about the Brattleboro election coming up in March.
Yes.
All right. So this is specific to Vermont now. We have listeners in Massachusetts. We have listeners in New Hampshire. Are there other organizations that you know of doing the same thing?
There's actually a nationwide movement called Vote 16 USA, and there are a lot of different states and towns that are working on it. It's been passed in two towns in Maryland already, and also Vote 16 Canada just got started as well. So
okay. So
they're working towards it, but the youth vote goes a little bit farther with youth being able to be on the representative town meeting and the school board.
Okay, great. You were talking about some statistics that you have brought with you about how a youth vote will impact things. Can you run some of those down for us?
So in Tacoma Park, Maryland, a kind of similar thing with just 16, 17-year-olds being able to vote on local elections, not on the being on the school board or the town meeting, passed in 2013, I believe. And in 2015, they had a 44.8% turnout between 16, 17-year-olds versus a 21% turnout overall. So the 16, 17-year-olds were quite more active, and a little more than two times the amount of them voted than overall.
And I would actually create an argument saying that if you let more youth vote, that will probably engage more adults.
Right. There's actually statistics that show that happened too.
I'm sure.
Right.
I'm sure. There's probably some stodgy people, I would imagine, that say, I'm not going to let kids decide, but I'm okay with letting kids decide. But you're actually not just the vote. You want to serve as well.
Right. Yeah.
So talk to me about that.
Well, I think that the school board is very important. If you see the school board for the Brattleboro Union High School right now, it is just old people, probably over the age of 50, who are making decisions for these young people and who probably didn't even go to school in Brattleboro. And I think it's really important to have youth from the school to be able to make decisions that are going to be affecting them. Actually, what the youth vote has is there are two seats on the school board.
I like that.
That are allowed to be filled by youth.
I think if it's all, it should just be viewed from all different angles. And I agree with you. I think that having kids on the school board is a great idea because it gives you that unique perspective for somebody old like me. All right. Rio, to find out more about your organization and if folks want to get involved, where could they go?
Well, we have a website called BratteroroCommonSense.org, and we also have a Youth Vote Twitter page, which is Youth Vote BVT, and then we have a Brattleboro Common Sense Twitter page, which is Brat, B-R-A-T-T, Com, C-O-M, Sense.
Okay. So it's Brattleboro Common Sense, and we are speaking with Rio Dimes. Thank you for coming in, and good luck with the vote.
Thank you for having me.
I'll vote for you.
Thanks.